Hey everybody, Matt Michaels here on the DeFalco Files, Twitch, owner and creator of FSW, the future stars of wrestling here in Las Vegas, Mr. Joe DeFalco. And Joe, congratulations on a good Saturday night and a tournament on Sunday for the video gaming. It was a busy weekend. And it's just going to get busier from here on out.
Three, four, yeah. One down and four. To, 1 week down and 4 weeks to go.
Man. what was your overall thoughts of the whole trip to San Diego and how that played out for you guys?
You know, the flight was great. It was 45 minutes. I was like, wow, it was even way shorter than I thought. I was, you know, I left the school at like 1, got to the airport at 1:10, and I was sitting at my gate at like 1:25. I guess I missed all the horrendous TSA things. So I basically had to sit for another hour and 20 minutes before we boarded. So, you know, that was way longer than the flight. And, you know, there was a good amount of people that stuck around. You know, so it was a really good event, had good people there. You know, Hammerstone was hurt, wasn't able to make it. But, you know, we had a lot of fun. It was Cage's first match back. And, yeah. You know, Bodie got a huge pop for throwing out Che Cabrera and the Mariachis once again, you know, to a new market. You know, I know they wrestled in San Diego earlier that day, but even the lacrosse fans were fans of the Mariachis.
That's awesome. And in the end, is that something that you found worthwhile, that the exposure and the time and the commitment, is something that you would venture in doing again if the possibility arises?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I talked with the guy, Mike, who kind of ran everything for the San Diego Seals, and they loved it. You know, everybody was very happy with everything. And, you know, they also own the Desert Dogs. So we're going to talk. And, you know, they were at a big arena. You know, Chris Masters walked in and then he was like, oh, shit, this is where I wrestled on Taboo Tuesday. And it was the old sports arena. I didn't know. And it seats over like 12,000 people. So it's like, wow. You know, there was. And it wasn't like three quarters empty and there was only 3,000 fans there. You know, there was probably, you know, their top bar for an area and stuff, but there had to be at least 6,000 to 8,000 fans that were at the game. And, you know, a lot of people left, but, you know, we filled that bowl area, you know, on the sides in the middle. And, you know, there was probably 1,500, 1,800 people that still stuck around. And they took pictures. You know, we had an hour, you know, beforehand. Of course, the game went into overtime. You know, it's 8-5 with 4 minutes to go. Oh, now it goes into overtime. So it's even more time delayed. And the game didn't end until like 9:20 something. And those guys, you know, set up the ring and we were ready to go at like 10:02. So we ended up starting at the right time that we had hoped to. We thought we were going to be half hour behind. But J2 from Primal Pro, they got that ring up really quick. So that was thankful.
Nice. Nice. And, you know, you get back here and then get a little bit of sleep. And then you're fresh as a daisy to go over to HyperX for the gaming.
Yeah, very little sleep. I got home at 4 a.m. I was starving. Not that, you know. They provided, you know, sandwiches and things like that. So, you know, I ate some, but I was still starving. And, you know, so I got home, had some leftovers, didn't go to sleep till 5-ish. You know, I was going to be able to sleep a while, but of course I was up by 10 and couldn't really sleep. So got up. I was pretty tired when I went over there. You know, again, it was, you know, there was people there. It was great. But again, it went a little long. I left early because I was so tired, but it was like it went longer than it needs to. And it's like you know, the concept, I understand it's a tournament, those last longer. I said, but our goal, it isn't the tournament part. The goal is getting fans to come there. And there's a time window. You can't go 4 hours. People aren't going to stick around to watch video. It's tough enough getting people to watch people play video games. Sure, if you're in the tournament, you're going to stay as long as the tournament is. But the idea is you want the fans to enjoy the experience to come back. That's what we're selling, FSW fans coming to this event. So that just needs to be, you know, worked on.
Right. And again, is that something that you think, you know, just ironing that out will be something that will come with just, you know, the repetitive of doing it, you know, every few weeks or, you know, however long they want to try to do it?
Yeah, you know, the timing was off. We didn't get information. And then it was like, oh, okay, on Tuesday or Wednesday. So I just think that the organization needs to be, you know, a little tighter. Okay. Because, again, I have an idea of what I'm looking for in one way. And, of course, the gaming side is looking at it a different way. So it's kind of getting them to come together to where it makes sense for both parties. Like, they did a double elimination tournament. And I said, you know, and at that point they had, it was like, well, the total will be about 40 matches. I'm like, okay, so let me break this down to you so you know. This is me. This is my thoughts in my head, because I'm always thinking. So 40 minutes, 40 matches at 5 minutes a match, just say. That's 200 minutes. Well, 200 minutes is 3.5 hours, 3 hours and 20 minutes. And that's not counting how long it takes for you to set up to get ready for the match, for right. you to win the match, for you to get up and then be replaced by the next people. So now, at best, it's 8 to 10 minutes. So let's just say 8. So that's 320 minutes. Well, that's 5 hours and 20 minutes. We can't be having that. And, you know, I have a difference of opinion on, because they have the main gaming area, which is in the middle, and then they have on the sides.
Right.
And in a regular tournament, again, that's fine. But if I'm a player and I'm bringing fans or friends to come to watch, you're going to watch. I get eliminated, but you didn't even see me play. The only way you know I'm eliminated was when I throw my controller down and be like, damn, and the other guys, yeah, I won. Because you didn't see any of it.
Right.
Because they're only able to put the main game frame on the right. screen. So if there's two other games going, which you want to do for time constraints. Right. So, like, my idea is, hey, you got a guy in the middle. That game ends. There's already somebody in booth two. The minute that's done, boom, right to the next game. So there is no down. Yeah. And now those guys, even though they're on the side, you still have the camera, so they can be on the screen.
Right.
Because it's just trying to make the happy medium of keeping the fans happy, because the fans are the ones that are going to buy food and drink more than the players.
Right. Sure.
Because in a regular gaming tournament, like when they do a Fortnite, yeah, it might be $500 for first place, but you also probably paid $20 to get in. So right. there's no real prizes. So you're not going to get the best gamers because it's free, which is fine because you're trying to get as many people in there as you can. But right. let's get as many people in there as we can. But let's also do it within the 3 hour window, just like in every sporting event. You yeah. don't need a 6 hour window because yeah. everybody is going to leave. And in most cases, if you're in a tournament and you want to make a double elimination because that keeps people around a little longer, awesome. But once that guy loses the second match and he's out, he's bringing whoever he was with them.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So I need, you know, they're running it through the gaming side. I'm running it through the sporting wrestling side. So it's right. just getting that happy medium and, you know, making them understand that we have to cater as a gaming place. They want to cater to the gamers, and as the event people, we want to cater to the people that are coming to this event.
Yeah.
So all good.
Makes sense.
I'm trying to get one because Mania Week, we're not doing anything at the HyperX on Wednesday. We're doing it on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So right. I'd like to try to get some really good prizes and do a gaming event there with all the tourists on the Wednesday.
Sure. Yeah.
So, yeah, I know there's a lot of other shows in town, but there's going to be gamers in town, and now we offer some good prizes. We don't need 300 people in there for it to be successful. Could we get 50 to 80 instead of the 40 to 50 that we get? I can't see why not.
So did I just hear Joe say he's going to buy a pair of WrestleMania tickets for the grand prize?
Nah, I'll try to get a free one.
You could put up those Metallica tickets.
Not happening. You know, that offer's still on the table. If somebody wants two FSW tickets, you know, you get me Metallica tickets, I might be able to get you Mecha tickets, which are becoming a hot commodity.
Yeah. We'll get to Mecha in a second. Let's talk Ground Zero, which happens this Sunday night at the HyperX. Start time is 5 p.m., right?
Yes, 5 p.m.
Yep, and we got some stuff going on here. G Sharp is calling out Bateman, so that's going to be a very
Go past that one. That one. Okay.
There we go.
We're keeping that hush hush, I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, look at this. This isn't hush hush. Bryce Saturn versus BYP.
Yeah, you know, BYP started at number one, and he got to play with the big boys on Saturday, and he was in the final three with Chris Masters and Cage.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, man.
You know, Brian Cage was well-liked by the fans until he threw Bodie out.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, the kid keeps growing, man. And for Bryce, though, this is going to be an interesting match, man. I think that if you look at everything Bryce has, you know, had happen in the last year and a half, 2 years, and his growth, it's almost a perfect time for these two to get this match. I think this is a great. I'll
be honest. I'm not 100% positive they didn't have a singles match, but at the Future Legends women's show last year, they were in the four-way with Matt Vandergriff and actually can't remember who was the fourth, but it was a fantastic match.
Right. That's right. Yeah, I forgot who the fourth was too, and they had a great match. And then we got this one going on, a 6-woman tag team match. So we got Taylor York and Zamaya and Brittany Brooks, Gypsy Mac, Maserati, and Hollywood Haley J. You dug up Hollywood Haley J. She's in town.
Yeah, she lives here now.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. Nice. Nice. So, I mean, what are the teams? Is it left side versus right side?
Yeah, I guess it's not written there. Marcus Mathers. There you go. That's right. Yeah, so, yeah, right side versus left side.
Gotcha.
I guess there's no little BS.
BS, right. Yeah.
But I'll tell you, that's the match that's most likely to implode. You know, Brittany and Zamaya just fought. You know, Taylor York and Brittany have fought.
Right.
Gypsy and Maz and Gypsy, you know. This is going to be, I'm going to say it's going to be the should be entitled the Pure Chaos Match.
Yeah. No, it's a flyer when you look at it. You go, it should, in theory, be a six-women scramble match. So that's awesome. I think that is going to be a lot of fun to see. Mariachis are defending those titles, man. So the Cartel, man, what are your thoughts on them? Because they're coming along really fast. I'm pretty impressed.
You know, when Freddie was Flyboy, he used to hit me up all the time, and it would be so random. I got him on Future Shock here and there, and it's just like, didn't really have a place for him. And I think, I don't know if we did a six-man or we did a tag match, but at a Future Shock, I put Enrique and Freddie together, and I liked what I saw out of him. And I said, hey, I got this idea. I think we could, you know, give it a shot. And they really seem to click. They're a young, exciting tag team. Freddie's been a guy who's been very, very hungry about, you know, wanting to be at FSW, always offering his services. And it's like, obviously I like him, but I like a lot of people that, and I'm not saying I like him as a person, so I just want to put him on the show. I like his work, but there's just so much, and sometimes there just aren't the opportunities. And once I got the opportunity, it was like, hey, this was a really good match. I really enjoyed it. I liked what I saw out of it. You know, I gave them some hints and ideas about what the Chingon Cartel should look like to the fans, and hopefully they, you know, pick up on that. You know, I see they're starting to get the gear and starting to look similar.
Right.
Because, you know, those guys do their own thing. You know, I even saw they wrestled each other at, like, PCW.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. I love the look, you know, and it's a good matchup for the Mariachis. I think that's
And then it's a solid thing, and the Mariachis go from the Suavecitos to the Cartel.
Right. You're gonna have to just keep bringing in the I guess Slice and Danny are next, right?
If you ask Danny, he is. He's ready. He's been pitching. He's been pitching for that 51-50 comeback.
And then, you know, we've kind of talked about this last couple of weeks. Jordan Oasis defending the No Limits Championship against Jaden Cole. You've got also Son Liu defending the Nevada State Championship against Brett the Threat. And the First Responders versus the Asylum. It's going to be quite a solid card, man. I think two things stand out. One, a lot of fresh matchups, a lot of great talent. And two, opportunities for, you know, guys who hadn't been on the first HyperX show to get a chance to see what it's like to wrestle in that environment. So I think that it kind of does two birds with one stone type of, planning in what that card looks like, which is awesome.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of younger teams, and you know, it's HyperX. Everybody wants to be on there. So the first show, you know, we loaded it up with the main guys. And on this show, we're trying to reward the younger talent who's been working hard. We also added Pretty City Express are going to wrestle Golden Showers. That's going to open the main card.
Oh, man. Which, once again, pro wrestling and allowing guys to choose names for themselves. Good for them. I hope one day they achieve their golden dreams.
Their what? Golden dreams?
Golden dreams, yep.
So, and then we also have, since they're banned from ringside, Colin Muldoon and Gabe Rocha from the Nevada State match, we're going to have them incorporated into the kickoff match. As probably start that at about 4:45. So, actually working on some opponents, and it's going to be a triple threat tag, and Greatness and Tenacious will be the second team in that.
Okay. Yeah.
So, right. So you know, we're giving opportunities out. And you also got to remember, so at No Escape, which was only 3 weeks ago, which is hard to, you know, hard to believe. It feels like it was 3 months ago because we've had so much happen. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it was like, you know, a lot of things ended. And yeah. Now... You know, and then there was a couple things, and that's what led to the Nevada State and the No Limits. And now it's kind of resetting everything. Ground zero. A lot of reset going on. Because you got to remember, in April, we have the Mecca, and we got Natural Born Killers. We have a Future Shock, but we don't have main FSW storylines. So the reason being now that we have, you know, we'll have closure in the Nevada State and No Limits. And, you know, Mariachis, we just needed a tag team, and Shingon had been successful, so they get a match. And Bryce Saturn and, you know, wasn't at No Escape. The MK Army, I believe, is going to be there. I think there's going to be some civil unrest with the MK Army. You know, I'm hearing rumors, you know, MK not happy with some of the performances, because if you recall... They went 0-3.
Yep.
Samaya lost. Duke lost. And in Escape the Cage, Cohen never tried to escape it. You know what I mean? I don't know if he's afraid of heights, but that was probably not a great match to be in if you didn't want to climb to the top of the cage. So I don't know. You know, and Bryce Saturn and Damian Desire weren't there. So, right. You know, I'm hearing some rumblings.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. Just a solid show. Looks like everything is, going to be, ready to roll. And again, it's this Sunday, the 29th at the HyperX Arena, 5 p.m. show. Doors at 4?
Doors at 4. Pre-show, kickoff match, whatever you want to call it, probably about 4:45.
There we go. And again, if you can't catch it here live, Title Match Network, you can watch it on there. Then coming out of that on Friday, April 3rd, GCW is going to be here. Some of these guys we know fairly well, like Santana Jackson or this BYP who keeps showing up all over the place now, I guess. Human Tornado, who, haven't seen Craig.
I didn't know he was still wrestling.
Yeah, I was shocked when I saw that. I was like, wait a minute, I didn't know Craig was doing it. Brittany, of course, you know, the represented. I am not familiar with, was it Sasaki?
Yeah, I do not know.
That's one I'm not familiar with. Marcus Mathers, who we just mentioned being in that match last year. KJ Orso, not familiar with?
Yes, you are.
Am I?
Yeah, he used to be under a mask. I forgot which one he was. Lince Dorado, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, no, really?
Not Lince, but he was a guy who was pretty well known under a mask, and he shed the mask about 6 months ago.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
So I'm not positive which one he is. I guess I'm going to have to look that up.
One called Manders? Another one I'm not too familiar with. Watch
well, you must not watch. He was part of the crew with Matt Justice, and he's been with GCW forever.
Forever? Wow. And of course, Gypsy Mac, who we know and love. So, yeah,
there you go. A Fuego del Sol was
Cage. Oh, wow, really?
And that's who Cage, because Cage had recommended. So I'm going to give you, some Mecha spoilers. So TJP is going to be wrestling Jonathan Gresham.
Oh, wow.
We got Brian Cage versus Gringo Loco.
Oh, wow.
Versus a new luchador who does the inverted 630. I'm not even sure how to pronounce his name, but GCW just announced he's going to be at the show on the 3rd. Resplandor, I believe his name is.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it's going to be a triple threat match. So Cage came in with, gave me a good deal. So, you know, we got the Scramble. The Future Stars Scramble that features two FSW stars, Jaden Cole and Ice Williams. And then it also includes a guy that Killer Cross highly recommended right there, Steve Gipke, East Coast guy on a lot of people's radar. I even saw Casey Navarro post about, you know, this guy's the real deal. Kevin said this is a guy that you better watch out for. And then Jimmy House, who we've seen in FSW, a PCW guy from Phoenix, from the Dustin Rhodes Academy. And we're looking at a fifth guy for the Scramble. You know, we're talking. Marcus Mathers might be in addition to that match. So
that would be nice. Yeah.
So, you know, the card, we're getting it out there. We just announced Leo Rush and Bodhi. The Chris Bay classic right there.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's crazy because right before we announced it, Leo Rush kind of went viral in his recent match on AEW. Yep. So we got a nice little buzz.
Yep. I mean, look at that. The new gimmick he's got going is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think he's from another planet.
Yeah. We said like Gollum and Lord of the Rings. You know,
he makes these weird squeaky noises. Yeah. Roku.
Yeah. And then you got, of course, this going on.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I mean, you know, you got Zilla and you decided, let's put him with Cross. I'm sure that's amazing.
You know, and then you got hopefully due to injury, he's going to be okay because he missed the Rumble. But Hammerstone's booked and Richard Holiday and Bad Dude Tito and Kenny King and Danny Limelight. And from Australia, Adam Brooks.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So I'll tell you what, you know, there's a lot of shows going on, but the Mecca is in that top tier of buzz of independent shows that are happening. And I personally think it's the best one.
Yeah.
I think that addition of the Luchador and Brian Cage and Gringo Loco is going to be insane.
Yeah. That's amazing.
You know, great opportunity for Bodhi.
Oh yeah. And again, that is happening on Friday, April 17th at 10 p.m.
Right, and then we have the precursor over at the FSW Arena, Juicy's Company, Oasis Pro, Texas Wrestling Cartel. They got Jimmy House versus Brian Cage. They got Thunder Rosa on the show. That's going to be a big one. And then Relentless Pro out of SoCal. So you're going to see some FSW talent on that one also.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing. That's a great lineup. And then, of course, you know, since we're already talking Cross, you have that Saturday, the 18th at 10 p.m. is the Natural Born Killers 5. And again, some of the guys on that, you know, Cross and Gresham and Riddle, Gotch. And,
so again, I'm gonna give away some matches that right now are set. Doesn't mean it's set in stone. We have Shayna Baszler versus Jhonnai Kai, which we've announced. Yep. I was just on Twitter with Jonathan Gresham because he was trying to you know, plug his boy Hot Sauce Tracy Williams, but there just isn't a spot. And Gresham was shocked to hear who his opponent is going to be at Natural Born Killers, the one and only Matt Riddle. He's like, holy crap, that guy's 100 pounds more than me.
Dude, that's awesome.
Because I was looking to do TJP versus Gresham, which we're now going to do as the Mecha match.
Yeah.
But at Natural Born Killers, TJP is going to take on the current FSW Heavyweight Champion, G Sharp.
Nice.
We have Simon Gotch versus Graves.
Oh, shit.
Okay. So, you know, flip back to the poster and, you know, I could tell you.
Oh,
and like I said, yeah, Gresham versus Riddle.
Right. So that's Gresham and Riddle. We got Gotch here.
Versus Graves.
Graves. Let's see, TJP, we just said, versus
Sharp.
And the only other one that I
have, we got Cross, Dave Mazzani's on the show, Bad Dude Tito's on the show. Who else do we got? I know we're looking for a couple spots to fill in there. You know, Brett the Threat's a definite, you know, if we need one more guy, which I think we do, Brett's penciled in to be part of Natural Born Killers. But I think there's another match that I can't think of offhand.
Yeah,
maybe not. Because the idea is we're going to have seven matches on the show.
Okay.
And we've announced, you know, I think about four of them. So, yeah, we're close.
Yeah, and I think those are the only graphics that I've seen grabbed. So.
Yeah. We wanted to make the announcements first of the talent and then try to get out there.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, Full Tilt kicks off Mania Week on the 15th with the Gabe Sapolsky seminar at 10 a.m. Yeah.
Move that thing. We can't put the ID logo. We had to tell Mikey Gabe Windows. Yeah. At which I don't know. We one is not affiliated with the other, so it's important that stays.
Well, there we go. There's no.
There you go. That's why it wasn't written on there.
There you go.
You know, great opportunity. A lot of guys who were booked on the last scouting tryout training camp are getting extra work during Mania Week. I know Bryce Satter did last year. I know Brett the Threat did. I know Bodie did. I know Brittany did. So, you know, Jaden Cole this year has got some stuff. The Mariachis got extra work. So, you know, you come through this, plus the FSW connection. So it's a combination of both. You know, our talent, you know, hit me up. Hey, I need some guys. So I recommend people that are part of FSW. And it isn't just whoever's based out of Vegas. You know, Bryce Saturn, who I'm a big fan of. So,
yeah. Which is awesome. Yeah. So, again, that's something to take advantage of. And then the next day, Thursday, April 16th. And that's
that's going to be a little tougher. That's the one conflict day. You know, Thursday, Devotion, we're doing the production for, but we're also for the ID showcase. Right. So, we need a backup crew at the FSW Arena on so Thursday.
Yeah.
Because we'll be running production for Devotion, the ID showcase, and the ladies' night out.
Wow. Man. No rest for the wicked. That's for sure. Bowling that girl.
Now we have the week after the rest. It's official. I will not run a Future Shock the week after WrestleMania.
No, but you are running a Future Shock after GCW.
Yes, on the Saturday, 5 p.m.
Yeah. So one more little, you know, nook and cranny filled in, you know.
That's a popular show now. And, you know, a lot of the younger talent, it doesn't get to be on the main shows. So if we didn't do that, they wouldn't have been on for close to 2 months.
yeah,
a future shock. So, you know, moving it to April 1st, and then most likely there's a good chance, since we're going to take off the 24th for that week, yeah, that we're going to come back, because we actually are renting out the arena May 3rd for a catch wrestling event.
Nice.
So they have a UFC Hall of Famer, Pat Miletich, runs like a seminar training camp also, which will be held elsewhere the Friday and Saturday. But then they're filming some stuff for their event on the Sunday. So probably May 2nd, we will do a future shot. Nice. And then we're penciled in for the HyperX May 16th, which doesn't look like it's going to work. It'll probably be moved to May 15th because PCW is running the 16th. And you know, PCW will have about 5 Arizona guys that we use more, you know, right, between Pretty City and Young Money and Koa and Zamaya. That's 6 already.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the Bodies, and now Jaden Cole's working there, and the Mariachis and the Suavecitos worked there recently. So that makes no sense to run against them and lose a booking when we could just run on the Friday.
Yeah. You know, with Mania Week, you know, what's your main concern when you look at, you know, basically, you know, having 2 venues being run, and then also, you know, you have the involvement with the Saturday watch party at the Hard Rock. So there's,
and we have the LFC running a show at the FSW Arena at 7 o'clock.
Oh, really? Shit.
Yeah. So I'll be at Mania for part of the time for the watch party. So, yeah, so it's even more stuff on the docket. And then Sunday, Second Wrestling will be running at 12 o'clock same time at the FSW Arena now.
Oh, wow. So, wow.
Can't turn down the offers.
Damn. Jeez, well,
no, they're not production, so we just have to get them in and you know, have them set up the music and things like that. But we're good to go. Thankfully, I have some people in positions, you know, to be able to run things. So, like at the Spark Joshi, I could be there a little later because Mikey's going to be running the production. They're going to be running the event, so we're good. We'll make it work. We do, you know, contrary to what you hear me say sometimes, because, you know, a lot of them are dumb fucks and we can't count on them. But we do have some really good people, you know, that are capable and they're going to be extremely helpful. And, you know, unfortunately, they don't get enough credit because, you know, the masses outweigh the few good ones. A Few Good Men. They should make a movie called that.
Ah, you couldn't handle that, Joe. and you know, and that's a great thing too. You know, the fact that I think a lot of times the production crew, you know, they kind of get lost in the shuffle in terms of the recognition. And a lot of it is because of the fact that I think that as much as, you know, the fans know them and appreciate them, a lot of times, you know, the fans are in the arena. So you're watching the event there. You forget that there's so much going on in terms of, you know, making sure that the production is getting out onto the television sets. And, you know, it really is quite remarkable that, you know, this group of guys has been, you know, as consistently good as they have been for a number of years. It's crazy, man. It's one of the strengths that you have.
Yeah, and very early on, it wasn't. You know, it was, you know, Joey's editing the show. We didn't used to air it live, things like that.
Right.
And then Mikey came on board, and, you know, Spider's been returned, and he's been extremely helpful. And the camera guys, you know, Corbin was a washout trainee.
Yeah.
Who, hey, here's a camera. And now, you know, Corbin gets a lot of work in town.
Yeah.
You know, Jonathan's a wannabe rapper who wanted a – he was a wannabe rapper, wannabe wrestler. And wannabe cameraman. And now he's been, you know, pretty steady getting camera work.
Yeah.
You know, so even though we're a wrestling school now, and then we're doing the TV classes, if you want to be a ring announcer, if you want to do commentary, all that stuff's available these days now. Yeah. To come with us and learn all aspects. Now it's really truth. When you say you can learn all aspects of the business, behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, you know, ringside interviewers, you know, now all of a sudden there's a crew, you know, Diana's not able to be the ring announcer. Well, we've been using Amelia as the ring interviewer, especially at HyperX. It's perfect. We can do stuff live. We now have their equipment. Mikey's heading there at 1 o'clock today and getting use of all the systems because we now have access to about 12 cameras and 4 different rooms. So now after a match, if there somebody wins the title or something in the match, we can go right to them live in that media room and it'll be broadcast throughout the arena and on the live stream. So we are now at top wrestling promotion production availability.
Yeah.
And it's learning the system, of course, and probably needing more people because, you know, now we need somebody to man the hard mount. And now we have somebody that has a different roamer that can roam anywhere. And then we have the ones that are positioned in different spots. And then we'll have, you know, 3 people in the media room. And, you know, Shakur and Remy will produce the promos that need to be done. And you know, Spider was playing the music, but he was also kind of gorilla running the back, getting people ready. So now all of a sudden, a staff that we used to have 3 people run is now 10 or 15.
Yeah, that's crazy. And now that you have a media room, are we going to get the post-show coked out press conference from the owner of FSW?
We can do that. So, yeah, that might be an idea. And you know, whoever the champions are, maybe we get the table set up.
Yeah.
And we do a little after show thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's the coolest thing about this place. That's one of the striking things, just kind of walking around
Yeah, and even falling by the wayside, they had brought it up. Mazzani's got his firefighter crews coming. And it's like, oh, maybe we do the after show party. People can hang out upstairs, you know, while the regular crew's bringing down. Hey, everybody up, you know, they can keep that bar open, food and drink available. And for the next 90 minutes, because it's a 5 o'clock show. So we're going to be done by 8 o'clock. So, hey, maybe we stick around till 9:30 or 10. And we just include that as join us. Wrestlers will be there, you know, hanging out. So now that's the next thing I need to do once we get off the podcast is start putting that together because we had talked about it, but now we're going to make it happen.
Nice.
You know, free after show party. Meet your favorite wrestlers. Maybe you can play video games with them. I don't know.
Is there any way we get the Godfather to host the after party?
Yeah, if you're paying.
Well, I mean, he's about five joints or 10 joints? That
depends on his mood, you know. Like, that's why he liked the Hard Rock. He was able to go out on the porch and smoke during the whole show. And then the fans were excited because they got to smoke with him.
Yeah.
You know, it was the real stuff. It wasn't like those cartridges.
Right. Yeah, and if and you know, again, if you're looking for a WrestleMania watch party, it's going to be happening again on Saturday at WrestleMania.
Yeah, so. That's Saturday at 3 o'clock. So, you know, you want to talk about the schedule? Man, my schedule is all over the place. And then it's funny because out of nowhere, I get an email about the Tom's Watch Bar stuff, and they're hosting something. So we might be doing something there because a new lady took over media. She's not even in the state. She's like in some other state. And she goes, because I got the email and it was kind of like, oh, you know, we'd like to have your team. It would seem like a random thing, but I wasn't sure. So then she looked it up and it was like, so the last conversation was June 24th because it was a week after the anniversary where they all came down to check out the show.
Right.
And we knew the red tape was extremely difficult. So she goes, yeah, I'm looking June 17th, June 24th. And then March 8th, I just got something from the boss about trying to get the show down there. And it was like August, September, October, November, December, January, February. That's 9 months after we've been talking for six. So this is a year and 3 months in the making.
Wow. Jesus.
And nothing is still even really got a blip. Also, the Luxor is now on Friday. They're going to have a called the Belt Bar. And they're going to be down tomorrow at the school filming a commercial. And on Friday, they're going to have wrestling-oriented drinks. And we're talking about having some wrestlers make appearances there. So they're going to look to do that on the Friday. So I'm still not done. And there are still a couple of time slots available.
Man. So I guess my big question is, your wife is still going to be able to get to and from work, right?
Yeah, Uber should be working real good that day. Because I won't even be around.
Yeah, I was going to say, man. It's like she's going to have a vacation from you for a week, man.
There you go. Lucky her.
Yeah. No kidding. That's how you guys have been successful this whole time, right?
You know, hey. You know, it's nice to see the financials, you know, a little bit better this month, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, April's going to do slightly better than December did. Slightly.
So that's great.
Yeah,
that's good. Well, all right.
Hoping to break even, my friend.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's exciting, that's for sure, right?
Yeah, and then we're talking also the Silver Knights will be down tomorrow. Ice and Bodie are going to be part of that event after the first and second periods of the Silver Knights game, April 10th. And now I'm trying to get them to do just what the San Diego Seals did. And after, say, because can't do it on the ice, obviously. But the next team in is the Nighthawks. So, hey, let's do an FSW event. Yep. We put the ring right there in the middle of the field. And we have a full-blown FSW event. And you guys would get in for free. Every little the fans get in for free with a ticket. Well, they didn't get it free, but you can buy a Nighthawk ticket, I believe, for like $10-$15.
Yeah.
And now you'll get a wrestling show. And now I can announce May 7th, not of 26, but May 7th, 2027, we are officially assigned to do the next ToyCon that we've been working with. In the past, and they want to do like a mecha type show there.
Wow.
And I don't know how this is even possible, but I'm going to be inducted to their Hall of Honor. I'm like, well, okay, that sounds great. Thank you. You know, we've done it probably three or four times.
Right.
I didn't think I was worthy of such a distinguished honor. You know what I mean? And then my guy Stu Stone, we've been talking about certain things. The same day, April 10th, there might be, you know, do you know who my favorite football player of all time is? I've said it numerous times.
I don't know. You're always wearing the Earl Campbell jersey.
I wear the Earl Campbell, but Doug Flutie's always been my favorite. So Stu works with Doug Flutie. And he has a podcast where I guess there's a receiver that used to play in the CFL with Doug. And they do like Flutie versus whatever the guy's name is. And they do different things. So Stu wants to use the FSW arena, have entrances. They're going to play like Jenga or, you know, Connect Four in the middle of the ring. But the idea is to make it seem like they're going to wrestle. And they're also going to maybe do, you know, that play place at the HyperX up in the Luxor. And so they do these competing things. So I may get my New Jersey General Doug Flutie jersey signed.
Nice.
So I'm excited about that.
Nice. That's awesome. That, you know, it's
just... yeah. So hopefully I'm alive May 7, 2027. So just know, get your tickets early.
Well, Mecca,
hopefully it's Mecca 13, because hopefully we do another one in there.
Yeah, and just in case, for whatever reason, if you don't make it, apparently Beans will be there to accept the honor.
He'll be ready to be in that gimmick battle royal.
Oh, man. All right, final thoughts as we wrap up here. And, again, Ground Zero is this Sunday, the 29th at the HyperX.
Yeah, you know, and it's easy to forget. It's going to be a really big show at the HyperX, a great arena, great venue, you know, great atmosphere, great people to deal with. And, you know, I know we're all talking about Kevin and the Mecca and the FSW show, the ID Showcase and the Natural Born Killers. But, hey, we can use your support, you know, this Sunday, 5 p.m. You know, it's crazy that two marches in a row, we're running two casino shows. You know, we did No Escape last year, and we suffered a little because we had the Chris Bay Benefit Show, which did tremendous, and it was an honor to have and all the great people involved. Now, this year it was opposite. No Escape ended up doing really, really good numbers, and we did really good numbers based on people who came in day of, you know, day before. So hopefully, you know, front row, we were sold out last time at the HyperX by this time of the front row. Not that we're doing poorly, but we still got about 10 left. So, you know, hit me up, go to Eventbrite, get those tickets. And, you know, we got a great show. There's going to be four title matches. There's going to be some surprises. Some people you haven't seen in a while. It's not a surprise to me, but they're going to be on hand to enjoy the show. Always trying to bring the celebs, or I guess you can say the wrestling people. Like, hey, I'm going to hit up Brian Cage. Hey, Brian, why don't you come by, check out, you know, come see the show.
Yeah.
You know, and then maybe, you know, he'll give you his finisher, you know, for $20. Because Brian's about making the cash, so.
Yeah, I think you just quoted him low. I think he'd be a little disappointed that you threw a 20 on that one. I think.
Yeah, that might be for a picture. Probably 50 to like hit a move on somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe 100.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
What am I thinking?
50 for the picture, 100 to actually physically.
Might be 500, but yeah. You know, I know Brian. Love Brian. Funny, it's telling the story. Want to hear this crazy thing? And it was like, yeah, you know, I always defend Joe. You know, he might be a cheapskate. I'm like, cheapskate? What the fuck are you talking about? It's because all you guys try to go with these high numbers. It's like, come on, you know, cheapskate. It's like, I look at what I was getting charged by Matt Hardy. And when I see guys who haven't reached that level trying to charge double, I'm not being cheap. You know, I also have a business to run to where it's like, man, how much money am I willing to lose? Well, not much, because then I wouldn't do many shows. That's why you see a lot of shows in the United States. You see companies pop up, or you see all these shit shows where you can go to California and see 20 shows on Saturday and probably 15 of them suck balls.
Yeah.
And it's a shit show, and they might use two or three good people that they're going to pay well, and then they're going to use untrained, or they're going to use guys that have no business being in a show that people are paying money to watch when they're expecting a good show. And it's like, oh, you know, support the indies. And it's like, yeah, it's easy to say. But when somebody goes to a shit show, that's what they think all indies are.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not talking Mecca. That's a super show. I'm talking about, you know, Future Shock. We're trying to get the best young talent of the students on there. So, yeah, there's going to be hiccups. It's not going to be the greatest wrestling. But we're not charging $50. You know, we're charging $15 for friends and family to come support their people who are looking to get there. But, you know, Solo Sikoa started there.
Right.
Killer Cross started there. Jaden Cole's starting there. Still there. You know, guys that are being looked at, you know.
Yeah.
And the idea is you got to go out there and you got to perform and you got to produce and you got to put the work in. And, man, how many messages do I keep getting from people? Well, I'm going to be in town if you need a body. Yeah, if I needed a body, I don't know who the fuck you are. Why would you be that body?
Right.
Like, you know, oh, you got to respect that hustle. No, I don't. It's a random fucking message. They don't even know who we are. Like, make the effort. And it's gotten worse now because now it's production people, media credentials. Oh, I'm a blogger. I'm like, this guy's a blogger, and he's got like 600 people who follow him. So you're going to help promote my show, yet the 150,000 people who watch Cross's promo is not going to help put it over the top. You are. And it's like, no, all you guys want is free tickets and want to get interviews with people. It's like, you're not coming to my show, going backstage and interviewing Cross and Matt Riddle and Jonathan Gresham.
Right.
For your podcast with 142 motherfuckers, you know, you want to maybe get a podcast guest? Well, pony up, bro. Pay the sponsorship fee. Be a sponsor. You know, it's like all these guys and they come to town. Oh, media credentials. Buy a fucking ticket. That's your media credential.
Yep.
I want to take pictures. Yeah, because we're going to replace all the people that we've used on the small shows and have come to the shit shows. And now we have a really good show and I'm going to hire some random guy. I have no idea who he is over the people that I work with.
Yeah. Sorry, Scoop.
You know what I'm saying? Scoop, people trying to take your spot.
Yeah. It's, I mean, and it is funny because again, it intensifies for 1 week in terms of that, you know, it's like, everyone just trying to scam around and try to figure out how to get into stuff. And like you said, just, you know.
Now, if people from Fightful want to hit me up that I talk to all the time. And basically, when I went on the one time, they're like, oh, yeah, you go on at 8:30. That link is the same link all the time. I've popped on two or three times already just to say, hey. And they're like, oh, I think we got a guest. And I popped in and I'm like, hey, we're going to do a show with Cross and this and that. But they got 52,000 people watching it.
Yeah, exactly.
Not 52. And I'm not lying when I say 52.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. You need to grow your thing. I got a guy. He gets all offended. I didn't answer the phone. Oh, I got hung up on. No, I accidentally hit the button. What do you want and who are you? I'm not here to talk. Oh, I got some people. You know, like to try to get on your shows. Yeah, send an email, bro. It's not happening anyway. Like, I don't need you.
Yeah, exactly. Scoop with those kind of words there.
You know, you got to work that tape delay on the live feed. It's like 30 seconds behind. You know what I mean? We got to sit here and wait for the response video from Scoop. But yeah, so back to the finality, because, you know, I wanted to at least get to an hour because that would be a short show.
So. Right.
But, yeah, so, you know, ground zero, 5 o'clock, 3 hours of free parking. You know, the idea is to try to get the show at about 2.5 hours. We prefer not to do an intermission because that's why it got pushed to 2 hours and 50 minutes. So if you didn't leave by the time you got in and you got out, you had to pay for parking. Right. But also, you know, it's $25. It isn't 100. But we're trying our best to figure it out and, you know, trying to make those shows about 2:30. That way, if you get there at 4:40, it literally is a 5-minute walk if you park on the roof. You know, right. Our guy Fred, you know, he's 80 years old. He parks downstairs all the way in the back thing. Oh, well, Joe, it doesn't take 5 minutes. It's like, well, you parked in a spot, Fred, that's taking you 10 minutes just to get to the roof. So, of course, it's not taking you 5 minutes. That's why I said park on the roof. And then you just walk to the bridge. And it's literally, I know you're older, so maybe you're 7 minutes. You know what I mean? But it's like, you're loaded anyway. What are you worried about, $25? You're not buying food and drink anyway. You know, it's $25 less that you have to stick in the machines. Because I know you're a degenerate. I've seen you.
Well, and also, too, you know, if you have your MGM players card, you can also park for free if you're the
tickets. I think you have to be at a certain level to get free parking all the way.
But so MGM, if you're a local, just sign up for the MGM Players Club and they give you the level for the free parking.
Do they really?
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. I was not aware of that because I play like WSOP and I didn't realize it when I went to get the card for the parking. And because I never gamble there, but I play online poker. I'm already a platinum there, so I got free parking anytime at any Caesars property. So now I can go there and park at like the T-Mobile thing, and I don't have to pay for parking even during a live event that they try to bang you for $40 on.
Yeah. One of the coolest things that MGM at the Grand was a couple, like 2 years ago, we went to see SmackDown. And when I pulled in, the parking was, like you said, like $40-$50. And I hadn't updated my card to the new card yet. And the guy said, just go to the, you know, after the event, go to the Players Club and just tell them you need to update your card and that you paid for parking. And it shocked me, man. They updated my card. And then within like 2 days, they totally refunded my parking back onto my bank account. So,
really? Wow, that's great. So, so I'll tell everybody. I'll post it on the fan page. You know, you guys don't want to have an issue. Just get in line and get the thing. That should be worth $25, 5 minutes in a line.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've never once received anything from them over the last few years they've been doing this that, you know, you have to play to keep a certain level or what anything like that. It just seems like that's what they're doing to give locals free parking without being out there and telling everyone we give locals free parking, you know?
Well, So, you know, cause I got to go. So not only do I got to go to the Luxor on Friday because I got to hand them partial LET check to then go Saturday to set up the ring to do the show Sunday. And then by Monday, I have to come back again to give them another partial of whatever tickets were sold between Friday and Sunday. And it's like, why can't I just do it on Monday? It's 9%. You know, I'm going to be giving you total of $300 to $500 for the LET. So why do I got to give you 180 on Friday to give you 230 on Monday? How about I just give you the 410? Plus, who has checks these days?
Right.
And I got to pay $4 for 4 checks. No refund on that $4.
Oh, man.
I'll definitely look into getting that player's card, and then I'll tell Mikey and I'll tell the staff, And it's like, there you go, guys. This, and again, hopefully that works, but I'll verify it with the, you know, where you go to get the card. And if it is, then nobody has an excuse, because I don't want to do a intermission on a 2.5 hour show.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, again, one of those things. And, you know, the cool thing about it too is, realistically, at least for now, until that baseball stadium opens, you know, that might all change when they're, you know, looking to try to make a few more bucks. But even when you go to T-Mobile, you just go to the Park MGM parking structure and just say you're going to you know, play at the park, and you get free parking for T-Mobile. So
gotcha, you know. Yeah, I'm on the site and I'm looking, because that's what I've heard. But it goes, at MGM Resorts, parking is complimentary for certain MGM reward members. Specifically, self-parking is free for members at the Pearl, Gold, Platinum, and Noir tiers.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
And it's it's the Pearl, the bottom one. The Pearl is the one that they'll give you. It's a white card.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So.
All right.
New things we learn every day in this city.
There you have it.
Crazy city. So. All right. Well, there we have it, man. All right. Till Sunday. It's, you know, again, Ground Zero. And, if you, again, if you're not in the city, you can't check it out on the Title Match Network. And, man, until then, good luck. And everything goes smooth the rest of the week, Joe.
Hopefully.
All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, happy wrestling, everybody.